أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة وآتيناه الحكم صبيا وحنانا من لدنا وزكا وكان تقيا وبرا بوالديه ولم يكن جبارا عصيا صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayat number 12 to 14 of Surah Maryam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the glad tidings that Allah had given to Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salatu was salam. He asked for the sign of when his wife would conceive. Allah had granted that also to him, and that was also miraculous that he did not speak to people, but he was able to recite the Torah and make the tasbih of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu was salam was then born. Allah omits the details of all of that, the relevance of the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam that is relevant to us, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala related and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala narrated in the Quran. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة. O Yahya, hold on strongly, tightly to the kitab. Here in the general sense, the kitab will refer to the Torah that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had revealed to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. However, Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam is given this command by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that he must hold on to it insofar as the tilawat, the recitation of the Torah is concerned, the implementations of the laws of the Torah, understanding would come from Allah, because Allah Ta'ala says in the next part of the ayah, وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ صَبِيًّا, that in very childhood Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had granted him wisdom. And this wisdom refers to the interpretation of the Torah, the implications of the Torah, which Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam, like Allah says, from very childhood, he began to implement and he began to propagate. But the Torah was not only one responsibility that Allah Ta'ala had granted to Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, here Allah Ta'ala speaks regarding Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam, five qualities that he possessed, two qualities that he did not have, and in Surah Al-Imran, Allah Ta'ala speaks about other five qualities that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed, and amongst those qualities, وَمُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, he was that person that verified and confirmed the kalima, the word that had come from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that referred to the Injil and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. In the various narrations we find that Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam was born about 6 months before Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and in the variance of the narrations up to 3 years. So Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam was born first. According to one narration, he was born and Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha had already conceived Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam miraculously, and in the one narration there was a 3 year difference between the birth of these two. Now we would understand Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, her mother was Hanna. Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam, with regards to his mother, the more famous narration, her name was Elizabeth or Elisa. In both these narrations, they were both sisters, and hence we can understand the relationship between the two. But the important aspect was that on the one hand, he was commanded by Allah Ta'ala to hold firmly onto the Torah, to disseminate the knowledge of the Torah, to implement and to speak about the laws of the Torah, because remember that was the time Sayyidina Zakaria alayhi salam's fear was that the Bani Israel were moving away from the Torah, they were contaminating it, adulterating it, changing the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this mission of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wa salam had begun in very childhood, and on the other hand Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had also blessed him that he would also speak about and confirm Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam's nubuwat and also that of the Injil. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa hananam min ladunna wa zaka. With regards to the other qualities of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wa salam, he was hanan. In other words, he was that person that was very soft at heart, very compassionate. The narrations indicate that his softness and his compassion was such that even in his salat, he will cry to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Out of his salah, he will cry to Allah out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is one narration that he was a person that would always go out into the wilderness, and in that he would make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat, and he will cry in abundance. Once his father, Sayyidina Zakaria alayhi salatu wa salam, did not see him for a while, concerned, he went to look for Yahya, and when he finds Yahya, he finds him sitting in the wilderness crying to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Father asked the son, oh my son, my concern for you, yet you sit here and you cry. He replied, oh my father, I heard from you that there is a distance between Jannah and Jahannam, and in order to save yourself from Jahannam, one needs to fear Allah, one needs to cry from the fear of Allah, and this is what I'm doing. It comes in that narration, Sayyidina Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam also began to cry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says then, wazaka, and he was a pure person, purified. Whatever he did with ikhlas, insofar as his inner qualities were concerned, all of it was purified. وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا, and he was one that was self-abstinent. In other words, he remained totally away and protected himself from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.